Now, in a world which is awash with literary festivals and a variety of other things, obviously we have the Lincoln Book Festival, the Wolds Words Festival, the Middlesbrough Book Festival. There's one book which is standing out high and head and shoulders above all others this year, and I think it certainly will be our own personal book of the year. It, of course, is entitled Survivors, Our Story, The Tale of the Nolans, and we're delighted to once again welcome two of the fabulous Nolan family to the airwaves once again, Colleen and Linda. Are you both there?
Hello,
we
yes.
are indeed. Hello.
Brilliant. Well, I genuinely mean that, I think, ladies. This must be sort of in for book awards, book festival scenarios. I know people are getting very excited about this, and it's a heart-rending tale, much as actually, Colleen, earlier in the year you did the fictional version of Denial, but this is real life, and it's powerful stuff.
Mm. Yeah, well, thank you for that. We've tried to be really this is Linda. We've tried to be really open and honest when we wrote the book. Initially, when we were asked to do, we thought, well, how can we do our life story, the four of us? People know enough about us as entertainers. So they said to we'd like you to sit down, do your chapters on your own, don't discuss it with any of the girls. And that's exactly what we did. And I think it was a genius idea, because when I read the chapters through then, it was, you know, I read stuff in Maureen's chapters and Colleen's and Bernie's that I didn't realize how they felt about certain things and things that went on. So I think it was a great idea.
I was initially thinking it was going to be rather like the 21st century version of the Bronte sisters and various other things. You could see a whole range of things from that perspective. I said there's a positivity, because the key thing about this, and I'm looking very much at that positive aspect, is you went through a whole range of traumas, and I'm not going to go into them again at this particular stage, but, you know, obviously go and buy the book, that's the key thing. But in terms of that setup, as it says, survivors, you know, it's not just surviving, but also thriving, it would seem.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're kind of hoping that, because we have gone through every aspect of life, really, you know, good times, incredibly bad times.
You went through the whole chocolate box, Colleen, let's be honest. It's unbelievable, really. Yeah, it's fantastic stuff.
We did, and at the end of the day, we survived it, you know, and we're still surviving it, and we're still smiling.
And our tour in 2009 was fabulous. We had such a great time, better response than we ever thought we would get. And I think that's why then, you know, people were interested in us doing a book. And
but if I could just finish.
Shut up.
Hopefully.
Please. This is the sequel.
The book that she drives me insane.
Hopefully, though, people reading it who are maybe going through, you know, one of those times at the moment, whatever they may be, can find some comfort in it and hope that you can come out the other side.
Absolutely. Linda, I've got to throw this question into your good self. Let's assume a year or so down the line, we've got Hollywood option that gets made. People say, yeah, we want to have the Hollywood version of the Nolan Survivors, etc. Whom would you actually see playing yourself?
Oh, let me think. Cameron Diaz.
I think that's good. I think that's... Although, to be honest, I think Cameron Diaz would pale beside your good self, Linda. And Colleen, same question for yourself.
Oh, my word, Alex.
Thank you for that,
we
Alex.
Love you. At the end of a long day, you're like a little ray of sunshine.
Oh, bless you. Marvellous.
Who would you like to play you?
Mrs. Merton could play Colleen.
I was thinking more Sandra Bullock, possibly, for Colleen. I just...
My favourite actress,
well,
Alex.
There you go. You know, works its way through on that whole basis. Okay, remind us of Survivors, Our Story, From Us to You with Love by the Nolans, published by Sidgwick and Jackson. Presumably there will be an audiobook coming out in the not-too-distant future as well.
Oh, don't know, actually. We haven't been asked.
Well,
about.
I think that, just as we set the word here on Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM to get, you know, the Nolans tour back online, I think the audiobook has to be in place as well. And you can actually do a chapter each. Yeah, you know, just a thought. Possibilities from that point of view. Linda and Colleen, it's been fabulous once again, just shooting the breeze, so to speak, across the...
Thank you so much.
All sorts of ways. We've got a final sort of question. Have you both had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us with the Midweek Drive and Siren FM today?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. You, as Colleen said, a ray of sunshine at the end of a holiday.
Well, sure enough, it's reciprocal. So that's the key thing. It's always wonderful to actually feature you guys. Best, obviously, to Bernadette and, indeed, to Maureen and the whole team, etc. Fantastic stuff with that. The next crucial question is, can we look forward to hopefully featuring you again in the not-too-distant future?
Absolutely.
I mean, I think we do need to look at getting you up to some of these book festivals, etc., because I know where we've been speaking up and down the country, people have been saying, ooh, you're fantastic, they need to be sort of developing this, and what Colleen's authorial skills, and now the four of you getting together, this is a phenomenal routine. It's like Brontes for the 21st century. Fantastic.
Thank you so much, really.
Linda and Colleen, we salute you. Take care and all the very best.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.